AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Newly publicized emails show the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was heavily involved in trying to keep Donald Trump in the White House.
The emails first published by the Washington Post show in the days after the AP and others called the presidential race for Joe Biden, Ginny Thomas urged two Republican lawmakers in Arizona to pick their own slate of electors, arguing Biden's state win was marred by fraud. Thomas had also written text messages to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, encouraging him to work to overturn Biden's win. Her husband, meanwhile, has taken part in the high court's consideration of suits challenging the election results. Democrats have called for Justice Thomas to step aside from election-related cases, but there's no indication he intends to do so. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brittany Clare was able to record a twister as it hit Gaylord, a town of some 4,000 people in the northern part of Michigan's Lower Peninsula.
Worst tornado I've ever seen.
Roofs have been torn off of homes and businesses, a number of buildings heavily damaged, RVs destroyed, cars flipped, power lines and poles and trees are down. There's no word yet on how many people have been hurt nor their conditions. The barcodes on up to 60,000 ballots in Clackamas County, Oregon, are unreadable, delaying results from Tuesday's primary election.
County elections clerk Sherry Hall says the process to count the ballots is painstaking.
It needs to be duplicated as exactly as the voter voted their original ballot.
There is a key House race in that district in Oregon. Jamie McLeod Skinner has the lead in the Democratic primary.
We just expect all county offices to uphold the integrity of our elections.
Hall says she's used the printer for ballots for 10 years without any problems. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A federal judge says COVID asylum restrictions must remain on the border with Mexico. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A federal judge in Louisiana has ordered pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border must remain in place while litigation proceeds. The Biden administration planned to lift the federal Title 42 authority next Monday. Arizona, Louisiana, and 22 other states challenged the administration's plan to end the restrictions. Under Title 42 authority, migrants have been expelled more than 1.9 million times since March 2020. The provision has denied migrants a chance to request asylum under U.S. law and international treaty on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
A mixed day for stocks as the S&P avoids falling into a bear market, posting a slim gain for the day but closing a seventh straight losing week. The Dow rallied from a 600-point loss to add 8 points. The Nasdaq dropped 33. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.